CRTV's Radio Network Service. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Uosumbom. In our top stories, the House Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayige Jibril, has received New Year wishes for 2025 in the newly renamed Paul Biya Glass House. While First Lady Chantal Biya hosted over 1,300 guests at the Unity Palace today, who presented her their best wishes for 2025. Bishops of Cameroon have concluded their 48th annual seminar in Buya with a call for unity and collaboration in coming up in sports. Defending Guinness Women's Super League champions FC Ebolova have moved to the top of the league following their 1-0 win over Lekki Field this afternoon at the Annex 1 of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Details of this and more in a moment. The House Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayige Jibril, has received New Year wishes for 2025. The event took place today for the first time in the new National Assembly complex. Earlier, the Bureau of the National Assembly validated the new name of the National Assembly, known as the Paul Biya Glass House. Charles Ebune has the details.
The plus 400-seating capacity banquet hall of the new National Assembly complex in Yaoundé this Saturday, January 11, 2025. The first New Year wishes ceremony are held in the jewel, simply known today as the Paul Biya Glass House. The House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayige Jibril, receives first New Year wishes from the Bureau of the National Assembly, headed by the Senior Deputy House Speaker, Honorable Hilarion Eton, as the exchange pleasantries, reflecting on the challenges for this year, especially the swearing-in ceremony of the new president after the October-built presidential election. The passage of the Bureau is followed by members of the CPDM parliamentarians at the National Assembly as they plan together how to secure a victory for their party candidate in the upcoming presidential elections in October this year. Other parties also represented at the National Assembly wished Happy New Year to the House Speaker as a symbol of the democratic character of the country, as known at the National Assembly. The security services of the House Speaker, the protocol services of the House Speaker, the hotel, the deputy management, all exchanged warmly with the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayige Jibril, for the New Year. The General Secretariat was headed by the Secretary General of the National Assembly, André Noël Essien, who coordinated works at the National Assembly last year with tact, including the inauguration ceremony of the new National Assembly complex. The event concluded with the award of medals to outstanding personnel for services rendered to the nation. 10 delegations actually wished New Year wishes to the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayige Jibril, who earlier chaired a chairman's conference at his cabinet this morning to officially validate the new National Assembly building as the Paul Biya Glass House, as from today.
Charles Ebune reporting, and still talking about New Year wishes, spouses of diplomats accredited to Cameroon as well as national dignitaries have presented their best wishes for 2025 to the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. The colorful ceremony that took place at the East Wing of the Unity Palace witnessed the First Lady and UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador offering gifts to her invitees. More than 1,300 persons who attended the ceremony appreciated its organization and expressed gratitude to the spouse of the head of state for the privilege of communion. Some of them spoke to Doris Batetatoekwe. Take a listen.
Senator Eno Lafon Emma of the Northwest Region, I am very, very happy to be here today to be part of this event. We gather today in joy because this new year launches an election year for us. And we know that all the Cameroonian women would come together this year to plebiscite the champion of the CPDM, His Excellency Paul Biya.
I'm Honorable Cecilia Jonne Ebienjumbe from Kupemanukuba constituency. Honestly, I feel very delighted And I want to say the First Lady is the number one woman of Cameroon because she's able to gather women from the north, the south, the east to the west, and all categories of women, from the minister to housewives, hairdressers, tailors, and whatever category of women, we have them here today. And all of us are dining and whining and dancing together, meaning that we are one and indivisible Cameroon.
My name is Biloa Véronique. This ceremony is it's an honor to be invited in such a huge ceremony. Thank you. I want to give a special thank you to Mrs. Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, Mr. Paul Biya, President of Cameroon, Head of State.
I'm Madame Evina, Steffi Sandra.
We have been enjoying, we have been drinking, we have been eating food. The food was very good and we have also been dancing. Some musicians have been invited and we have been dancing with them. So the party is really going on very well.
My name is Stanley Eno, and definitely a Cameroonian musician. And today is a beautiful day of this beautiful year, a big ceremony of New Year wishes to First Lady. She incarnates, you know, the beautiful figure of what we can call Vivre Ensemble in Cameroon. And I'm very happy being here as a son of the soil, as a Cameroonian, and definitely coming to bring in my voice, my presence, and my energy to grace this occasion and wish her a very great year and full with health, love, and beautiful surprises.
And away from New Year wishes to something different, the 48th annual seminar of the bishops of Cameroon has ended in Boya with calls for unity, collective involvement in nation building, and hope for a better tomorrow. During the closing ceremony marked by the inauguration of the National Secretariat Complex of the Calig Men's Association, CMA, the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, Archbishop Jose Avelino Betancourt, highlighted 2025 as a jubilee year. Details with Hombo Susie Monjoa.
Bishops of Cameroon rounded off their annual seminar in Boya with a mass officiated by the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea. His Grace Jose Avelino Betancourt encouraged the bishops and the entire church in Cameroon to focus on fostering love and unity in their communities, especially among those facing difficulties and adversity. The spirit of solidarity was central to their discussions throughout the seminar. Archbishop Andrew Nkea, president of the National Episcopal Conference of Cameroon.
The Church of Cameroon identifies herself with the suffering masses, and that is why we decided to address this strong message of hope to our people, and at the same time, a message of encouragement and direction to the authorities that be, so that Cameroon can be a place where everybody will feel at home.
As the bishops prepare for the upcoming jubilee year, they've expressed their determination to strengthen their bonds and deepen their service to both the church and the people of Cameroon. The closing ceremony took place in the presence of the governors of the Southwest, Northwest, and West regions and the wife of the Prime Minister, head of government. The appointment has been taken for Kumba next year. Hombo Susie Munchoa, CLTV News, Boya.
And from the Southwest region, we go over to the Northwest region, where the Executive Bureau of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, the CBC, has been called upon to be promoters of peace and justice, and equally to work towards solidifying ties with the government in strengthening healthcare in Cameroon. The outgoing Executive President, Reverend Dr. Nditeme Charlemagne, gave the recommendations in Bamenda during a service to induct the Executive Bureau that will run the affairs of the CBC in Cameroon for the next 5 years. Mary Ann Lantum reports from Bamenda.
Executive President, Chairman and Vice, we hold that
message. The newly elected officers have been officially presented to the Baptist congregation as they assume leadership. The outgoing president, Reverend Dr. Nditeme Charlemagne, has asked the incoming executive president to follow his prince in the fight for justice, amongst others.
To build on the foundation that has been laid by the outgoing executive. The reforms, the developments, and the institutions that have been enshrined in the constitution.
Meanwhile, the incoming executive president, Reverend Dr. Teke John, has reaffirmed that he would continue to build stronger relationships with the government in order to attain his vision of holistic development.
To ensure that Cameroonians who need health care can have it in affordable manner in different parts of our territory. So we are going to ensure that together with the government, we can help.
The CBC congregation and the departmental heads have pledged their unwavering support in assisting the newly elected officers meet their goals during their mandate, expected to last for 5 years. Miriam Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And we talk sports now. Defending Guinness Women's Super League champions FC Bulova have moved to the top of the league following their 1-0 win over Lekki this afternoon at the Annex 1 of the Amadou Hadji Stadium. In the other matches, Eclair of Sao won AS Awa 4-0. Amazon Fab defeated Itabong 4-1. Authentic Ladies overpowered Jazz Poor by 3-2. Cyclone Fee defeated Kaiman Fee 2-1. Louvre's Mimprove recorded the same score over Vision Foot. And after the match, one of their players, Comfort Atemgen, told a reporter, Harrison Ashu, that they are motivated by the victory for more wins. Take a listen.
We're so happy for the win today. For the next Super League this season, we are competing to play in the CAF Championship, and we are really behind. So as you can see, Louvre is back, and definitely we are back to be at the top of the league this season.
Tell us about this game. How did you find Vision Foot today?
The game was so challenging in a aspect that the Visions were all out for the 3 points, as well as we were all out. But, you know, Louvre is back, and definitely we came out all fully as a Louvre to make sure that we go with the 3 points.
Is it your experience that made you to outsmart them?
Louvre is a team that in Cameroon female football, Louvre has been in the game for a very long time, and we have good experienced players, and with the experience that we have in the team, we are able to overcome Vision.
And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita, your symbol.